Hey people, are you in the market for a new watch but don't know how to go about it? Well, I'm here to help. As your watch concierge, I'll help you find the best watch, source it for you, get you the best price, and no additional cost to you. You have nothing to risk and nothing to lose. I will do all the work for you. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I talk to you about the misconceptions of buying a watch. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dave Honda, and welcome to my podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about common misconceptions when buying a watch today. A lot of people feel that, you know, when they buy a watch, if it's got diamonds on it, and these are people who are not necessarily well-versed in watches or who've never owned a watch, actually, and who've just, you know, their perceived notion is that if you buy watches with diamonds, the watch will go up in value. That's absolutely not true. I mean, in very rare cases, unless it's something that's like a one-of-a-kind piece that went in auction for a good cause, or something that was made specifically for a museum, or that was made specifically for, you know, a purpose that was not released to the public. I've never, in my career of almost 30 years in the watch industry, I've never seen a watch where it has diamonds on the dial or the bezel or the lugs or the crown or the case or the bracelet, unless it was something, a one-off piece that was very special, made for a specific purpose that has gone up in value. A common production piece, absolutely not. This is just my opinion, but, you know, I have the experience to back it up, so I will stick by that. The other misconception is that if you buy a watch that's, you know, limited edition, it will hold its value. And you know, if it's numbered and everything, well, typically, yes, that does hold true, but there are brands that are really shitty brands out there that make really shitty watches that honestly, you know, they slap a limited edition number on it, and, you know, people think, oh, I have to buy one. And I'm not going to name names to protect the innocent, but I think that, you know, just because something has a number on it doesn't mean that it's a good watch. You know, just because it's numbered, it doesn't mean that it's going to hold its value or go up in value. So, you know, that's a very common misconception. A lot of people out there are not informed about what brands do hold their value. And that's where, you know, someone like myself or people like myself come in to help educate you guys on what are good watches, what do hold their value, and things like that. The third and final most common misconception about buying a watch today is if you get a good deal, it must be a good watch. That's absolutely not true. You know, and actually quite the contrary. When you look at watches today and you look at the auction market, you can tell which watches really hold their value. The watches that, you know, have been made, that were production pieces, that go into auctions like Antiquorum or Christie's or Sotheby's, if they're commanding more, generally speaking, and frequently at auctions, those are the ones that hold their value. And to be honest with you, there are only two brands that really hold their value. And I've talked about this before, with, you know, the third brand being, you know, one-offs here and there, but it's really Rolex and Patek Philippe that hold their value. And so I guess my point that I'm making is that just because you're going to get a good deal on a watch doesn't mean it's a good watch or it's going to hold its value. Or yes, sometimes you do get, you know, unbelievable deals. You find something, you look and you look and you look, you know, you find that rare piece and you found it for a steal. That's one thing. But when you find a watch heavily discounted today, it does not mean what you think it means. And that's another thing as well. It's like deep discounts on watches, it's a thing of the past. It really is. I mean, when I was in retail almost 10 years ago, I mean, you know, to get 20 to 30% off certain brands was, you know, was doable. It wasn't totally out of the norm. Today, absolutely not. You know, like when a retailer, you know, has good brands in his store, let's say the brand is costing, you know, retail $10,000. It used to be that that brand was costing the retailer $5,000. And most people think the markup on watches is ridiculous and there's got to be a lot of room and, oh my God, like, you know, they're expensive. So that means the retailer must be making money hand over fist. It's absolutely not true. That's actually, you know, I would say this is the fourth misconception, which I'm just thinking of as I'm speaking to on this podcast. The retailers themselves, you know, used to be half. And now, I mean, the retailer's lucky if he gets 35 to 40% off the brand himself. So that same watch that was $10,000 that was costing him $5,000 is now costing the retailer $6,000 or $6,500. You know, keep in mind the retailer is, you know, got to put the lights on. You know, he's got employees, he's got, you know, health benefits he's got to pay. You know, he's got so many overhead expenses that the retailer is really not making anything if he gives you a deep discount, and he doesn't have the room to give you a deep discount. So when you go into your retailer or you deal with someone like me or whatever, I'm going to get you the best possible price I can because of my relationships with the retailer. But just keep that in mind before you, you know, try to grind down the retailer or grind down the salesperson that you're working with. Because honestly, it's not, the watch business is not what it used to be. A lot of brands have opened their own boutiques in favor of holding their margin and distribution so that they can somewhat hold their value. And honestly, it's very, very, like, discounts are becoming more and more a thing of the past. So just keep that in mind, because there are a lot of people out there, including myself, who work very hard to educate you, to make sure that we're getting you the best product, keep trying to get you the best price, but there's really no room anymore, you know. And then, of course, the retailer's got credit card processing fees. Those normally go between 3 to 5%. So when you look at it, the retailer's lucky if he makes a couple of points, a couple of percentage points on whatever watch he's trying to sell you. And honestly, it's not like he's not slinging these things, you know. I mean, the pre-owned market is a little bit different, but when you're buying new watches, that's the reality. So, you know, these are the most common misconceptions when buying a watch today, you know, and I just wanted to let you all know that, because a lot of people out there are like, you know, oh, I got this amazing watch with diamonds. It's, you know, it's limited to 30 pieces and, you know, I got it for nothing. I mean, I'm happy. As long as you're happy and you like it, that's all that matters. But at the end of the day, if you're going to get into the watch game in a serious way, if you're going to start collecting these things, if you're going to start looking at these things as a perceived value, a commodity, these are the things that you should look out for and not to do. Because, you know, there are a lot of people out there who have very little information, and that can be very dangerous. So I want to, you know, arm you all with the right information so you can make the right decisions. I'm always available. You can reach me at 702-608-0251. You can email me at amitdevhonda@gmail.com. Visit my website at www.amitdevhonda.com. If you want to know what's going on with me and the watch industry, please check out my Instagram and my Twitter. My handles for both are at @AmitDevHonda. Please don't forget to like my Facebook watch page. It's packed with information. Sign up for my weekly newsletter. You'll get the latest watch news week after week. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.